A Cat and a Cock, a Fable of Aesop. It was the hard fortune once of a cock to fall into the clutches of a cat. Puss had a month's mind to be upon the bones of him, but was not willing to pick a quarrel, however, without some plausible color for it. "Sirrah," says she, "what do you keep such a bawling and screaming a nights for, that nobody can sleep near you?" "Alas," says the cock, "I never wake anybody, but when 'tis time for people to rise and go about their business." "Nay," says the cat, "and then there never was such an incestuous rascal. Why, you make no more conscience of lying with your own mother and your sisters." "In truth," says the cock again, "that's only to provide eggs for my master and mistress." "Come, come," says Puss, without any more ado, "'tis time for me to go to breakfast, and cats don't live upon dialogues." At which word she gave him a pinch, and so made an end both of the cock and of the story. A Wolf and a Lamb. As a wolf was lapping at the head of a fountain, he spied a lamb, paddling at the same time a good way off down the stream. The wolf had no sooner the prey in his eye, but away he runs open-mouthed to it. "Villain," says he, "how dare you lie muddling the water that I'm a-drinking?" "Indeed," says the poor lamb, "I did not think that my drinking here below could have fouled your water so far above." "Nay," says t'other, "you'll never leave your chopping of logic till your skin turned over your ears as your father's was, a matter of 6 months ago, for prating at this saucy rate. You remember it full well, sirrah." "If you'll believe me, sir," quoth the innocent lamb with fear and trembling, "I was not come into the world, then." "Why, thou impudence," cries the wolf, "hast thou neither shame nor conscience? But it runs in the blood of your whole race, sirrah, to hate our family. And therefore, since fortune has brought us together so conveniently, you shall e'en pay some of your forefathers' scores before you and I part." And so, without any more ado, he leapt at the throat of the miserable, helpless lamb and tore him immediately to pieces. The Moral of the Two Fables Above. 'Tis an easy matter to find a staff to beat a dog. Innocence is no protection against the arbitrary cruelty of a tyrannical power, but reason and conscience are yet so sacred that the greatest villainies are still countenanced under that cloak and color.